Unit 3, pages 95 to 96. Reading. A Secret for Two, Part 2. So it went on for years. Always the same. Pierre and Joseph both grew old together. Pierre's big mustache was white now, and Joseph didn't lift his knees so high or raise his head so much. No one noticed that they were both getting old until Pierre appeared one day carrying a heavy walking stick. "Hey, Pierre," Jacques, the manager of the stables, called. "Are you getting tired?" "Yes, sir," Pierre said. "Getting old. Legs getting tired."
"You should teach the horse to carry the milk to the front door for you," Jacques told him. "He does everything else."
Pierre knew every one of the 40 families he served on Prince Edward Street. The cooks knew that Pierre could neither read nor write. So, instead of leaving a note in an empty bottle if someone needed extra milk the next day, they would just call out to him as he passed. Pierre had a wonderful memory. When he arrived at the stable, he always remembered to tell Jacques who took extra milk or cream. Jacques wrote these things in a little book he carried. Most of the drivers had to write down the weekly bills and collect the money. But Jacques, who liked Pierre, always did that task for him. All Pierre had to do was arrive at 5 in the morning, walk to his wagon, which was always in the same place, and deliver the milk. He returned some 2 hours later, got down slowly from his seat, called a happy goodbye to Jacques, and then limped slowly down the street. One morning, the president of the milk company came to check the early morning deliveries. Jacques, the manager, pointed Pierre out to him and said, "Watch how he talks to that horse. See how the horse listens and how he turns his head towards Pierre? See the look in the horse's eyes? You know, I think those two share a secret. I have often noticed it. Pierre is a good man, Mr. President, but he is getting old. I think he should retire. Can we give him a small pension? What do you think?" "But of course," the president agreed. "I know Pierre. He has been on this route now for 30 years. No one has ever complained about him. Tell him it is time he rested. His salary will go on just the same." But Pierre wasn't ready to retire. He panicked at the thought of not driving Joseph every day. "We are two old men," he said to Jacques. "Let us grow old together. When Joseph is ready to retire, then I too will retire." Jacques, who was a kind man, understood. There was something about Pierre and Joseph that made him smile. He could see that each helped the other to be strong. When Pierre was sitting in his seat and Joseph was hitched to the wagon, they didn't seem old. But when they finished their work, then Pierre would limp down the street slowly, looking very old indeed, and the horse's head would drop, and he would walk very slowly to his stable.